Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. And that's a winner. Yes, you can make it back to back winning days in the podcast. And my, oh my, does it feel good to say that. So let's recap the winning card for Saturday. My system plays. It's tough to beat a team three times in a season when favored by six or less points. I had five on the podcast. Then I added three in the show notes based on the fact they met the criteria. Let's start right there. I had Bradley plus the 2.5 against Drake. The Braves get off to a good lead. Drake battles back. They get the win in the cover, and I lose the ticket. I had UNC Asheville minus the 2.5 in a great basketball game. They battle back. They send it to overtime. They pull away in OT, and I get to cash the ticket. I had Sacramento State plus the 1. They win outright and give me the W. Then the 5 that I dropped on the show yesterday. I had Wagner plus the 6. They win outright and cash the ticket for me. I had Denver plus the 4.5. They win outright and cash the ticket for me. I had Arkansas State minus the 1.5. They cruise and coast to an easy victory, so I get to cash that ticket. I had Northeastern plus the 2.5. That didn't work out. I had Wofford plus the 4. That didn't work out. So the add-ons go 2-1. The original 5 go 3-2. That's profit on both fronts again. I'll take that every single day. And the good news for us, we have more of those plays today. Now, let's look at the rest of the card. Mac Daddy Hoops, Mac Play of the Day. It was Mount St. Mary's plus the 1.5. They led by 16 at halftime. Second half, Fairfield stormed back. Fairfield wins by 4, and we lose the ticket. I had Wake Forest minus the 3.5. They get the job done against Clemson, and we get to cash that ticket. South Carolina is a thorn in my side. Oh, boy. Mississippi State battles back, sends it to overtime. But on OT, the Gamecocks were just a little bit too much. They win the game, and I lose the ticket. I had Northwestern minus the 4.5 at home against Minnesota. My fade of the Golden Gophers is finally starting to pay off. I've now cashed 4 of 5 tickets on that angle. Northwestern led the entire game. They dominated, got the double-digit victory. I cashed that one not once, but twice. He also backed that one on Twitter. So thank you for the votes, and thank you for the winner. I had the Dukies minus the 4.5 at home against North Carolina. Circle this one. If they meet in the ACC conference tournament, we're going to be on the Dukies again because it'll meet the criteria. North Carolina got off to the good start. They never look back, and I lose the ticket. In the Big East, what a basketball game this was at the end. I had Creighton minus the 1 at Villanova. The Blue Jays built a 20-plus point lead, but then it slipped away. It was tied, but then in the final second, Mr. Alexander hits the clutch shot, and the Blue Jays of Creighton win by the deuce. And I cashed the minus 1. As I'm recording this podcast, I still have one bet pending on Nevada minus the 6 against UNLV. Right now, the Wolfpack are up 10, but I don't need it. I'm going to win one way or another. It's a guaranteed winning day for me. I hope to get it home, but nonetheless, we have profit. Before we get to the card for Sunday, quick shout out here. I have to say happy anniversary to my wife. Yes, thank you for being married to me. I'm not the easiest guy to be married to. I am your third child. I don't listen well. I don't do things the way I should. You support a lot of watching of college basketball, a lot of talking on this podcast. So thank you for being at my side there. I know you probably won't listen to this podcast for about 13, 14 days. But when you do listen to it, just remember on this day and every other day, I do love you. And, yeah, we're getting so old. Your gift this year is from Costco, so I hope you enjoy it. So now, let's get to some news and notes here. My blog update, keep in mind, I am betting every single college basketball tournament game. You can follow the blog. I'm also betting every first half under in the college basketball tournaments, just like I did last year. As of the moment, as I record this, first half unders are 16 and 12 on Saturday with one to go. So guaranteed profit again for the day. My sides are currently 16 and 11 with two games to go. So I'm guaranteed profit there as well. I will typically have the first half unders out between 7 and 8 in the morning. No guarantee every day. The lines were a little slow today. Took about till 9 o'clock, but we got them out there. And then the sides all get added normally before the tip of the first game. So you can see my entire card when it comes to every single game in these college basketball tournaments. We have 87 conference tournament games done. We still have 17 games to go today here on Sunday. We have conference action in the CAA, the Big South, the Patriot, the Missouri Valley, the A-Sun, the SoCon, the Southland, the Sun Belt, the Summit, and the Big Sky. 10 different conferences in action, and we will crown a champion today in the Big South, the Missouri Valley, and the A-Sun as three more tickets get punched to the big dance. Before we get to the conference tournament action, though, I selected three games in the Big Ten. So let's start there. It's Illinois minus the one at Iowa. So the Fighting Illini won the first meeting by 10 at home. Illinois had lost on Tuesday to Purdue by 6 at home. Meanwhile, Iowa last played on Saturday when they picked up a huge road win at Northwestern. The Hawkeyes are squarely back in the NCAA bubble. This might be a track meet for the ages in the Big Ten. The Hawkeyes are the third best team on offense, the 13th best team on defense. Meanwhile, Illinois ranks number 2 on offense, number 9 on defense. Prior to the Purdue game, Illinois had scored 80 or more points in 9 consecutive games. So get the popcorn ready. I'm going to lay the one here with the Fighting Illini of Illinois minus the one on the road at Iowa. Next up on the card, we stay in the Big Ten. It's Rutgers plus the 1.5 against Ohio State. So Ohio State won the first meeting by 4 back in early January. Now, these two teams are headed in opposite directions. Rutgers has lost 5 of 6 games, including a home game against Maryland in that mix. Meanwhile, Ohio State has won 4 of 5 games, including the big win over Purdue and a road win at Michigan State. Rutgers is still a solid team on defense. They do have quality home wins this year over the likes of Nebraska, Wisconsin, and Northwestern, all expected to be tournament teams. Of the 5 recent losses for the Scarlet Knights, only one of those games was at home, so their record is a little misleading. And I'm not quite yet a buyer or a believer in the Buckeyes, so give me Rutgers at home here. I'm on the Scarlet Knights plus the 1.5 over Ohio State. Next up, in the Big Ten, it's Michigan State minus the 3.5 at Indiana. So please raise your hand if you can actually explain the computer love for Michigan State. I spent about an hour looking at it on Saturday. They have 12 losses this season, yet they're ranked number 19 in the KenPom numbers with only 2 top 40 wins this year over Baylor and Illinois. Yeah, they have no bad losses. They played a tough schedule. They have the 4th best defense in the Big Ten, but top 20, still a little bit of a head-scratcher to me. I would like them to actually prove it on the court, and I really want them to prove it today. The Spartans survived against Northwestern earlier this week, winning by 4 in a defensive battle. That ended a 3-game losing skid. Meanwhile, Indiana, they're playing their best basketball of the season. They've rattled off a 3-game winning streak, beating the likes of Wisconsin, Maryland, and Minnesota. The Hoosiers have dropped 4 games this year at Assembly Hall. If Ware plays like he did at Minnesota earlier this week, Michigan State could be in trouble. But the Hoosiers have lacked offensive consistency all season, ranking number 11 in the Big Ten. It's March. It's time for Izzo to get things going. So give me Sparty here. I'm on Michigan State, minus the 3.5 at Indiana.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Next up on the card, we go to the Missouri Valley. It's the championship game of Arch Madness. I'm on Drake, plus the 1.5 against Indiana State. So the top two teams meet in the Valley. I was hoping for some chaos on Saturday, but that just didn't happen. Drake won by 11 at home this season. Indiana State won by 8 at home this season. Drake has won 9 of 10 games. Indiana State has won 6 consecutive games. The Sycamores are number 1 on both ends of the floor. Meanwhile, the Bulldogs rank 2nd on offense and 3rd on defense. 15 top 200 wins this year for Indiana State. 18 top 200 wins this year for Drake. The best win of the year for either team was Drake crushing Nevada by 19 on a neutral floor. It is the first Arch Madness title game appearance since 2014 for the Sycamores. Meanwhile, this will be the 4th consecutive year for the Bulldogs in the title game. They won it last year by 26 over Bradley. So experience edge to Drake. I would love to see both teams of the Big Dance, but on this day, under the arch, give me the Bulldogs of Drake, plus the 1.5 over Indiana State. Next up on the card, a bonus bet here in the Big South. It's UNC Asheville minus the 3 against Longwood. So crazy day in the Big South yesterday. Longwood stormed back to beat the top seed and host school High Point by 1 in overtime. Then UNC Asheville battled back and made it look easy in overtime, winning by 11 over Gardner-Webb. The two teams played a couple good ones during the regular season. Asheville won by 4 at home. Longwood won by 5 at home. Longwood was 6-10 in the conference during the season. Asheville was 12-4. Asheville has one of my top favorite players out there in Drew Pember. He put up a triple-double yesterday for the Bulldogs. I'm also expecting the glass slipper to fall off today for the Lancers. So give me UNC Asheville minus the 3 over Longwood in the Big South title. Next up on the card, it's time for that angle. 5-3 again yesterday, 11-5 so far in tournament action. So let's go to the Patriot League. It's Lehigh minus the 1 at Boston U. So the number 6 seed is favored on the road at the number 2 seed. There's a head scratcher to start. Boston U won both meetings during the regular season, beating Lehigh by 1 at home, and then they won by 2 in overtime on the road. I heard a rumor that it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So give me Lehigh minus the 1 at Boston U. Next up on the card, we go to the SoCon. It's East Tennessee State to be determined against Chattanooga. So no line yet in this game. The expected line's around 3. It pains me to be in this spot again. Like I said yesterday, I love the guards for Chattanooga. I've been a big fan of the Mocs all season, but they did beat East Tennessee State twice this year. They won by 7 on the road and won by 13 at home. And it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So give me the Buccaneers of East Tennessee State to be determined line against Chattanooga. I'll update the line in the show notes. Then in the Big Sky, it's Idaho State to be determined against Northern Colorado. So no line yet on this game either. Northern Colorado won the first meeting at home by 5 in double overtime. The Bears beat the Bengals again in the second meeting by just 2 points. So 2 good, close, competitive games. And I keep hearing this voice. It might be James Earl Jones telling me that it's tough to beat a team 3 times in a season when favored by 6 or less. So give me the Bengals of Idaho State to be determined against Northern Colorado. So I might have some extra ads to the card. I'll update the show notes once again if I do. New Orleans and Southeast Louisiana, so close to making the cut, but the line was 6.5, so it did not make the cut for the card here today. And once again, to follow all of my college basketball bets, first half or sides, follow the blog, follow me on Twitter, and you'll see that I'm touching every single game here in tournament action. But now, let's recap my card for a Sunday. Can I make it 4 straight winning days? Well, we'll find out. In the Big Ten, it's going to be a track meet. I'm on Illinois, minus the 1 at Iowa. In the Big Ten, I'm on Rutgers, plus the 1.5 against Ohio State. In the Big Ten, I'm on Michigan State, minus the 3.5 at Indiana. In the Valley, I'm on Drake, plus the 1.5 against Indiana State. In the Big South, I'm on UNC Asheville, minus the 3 against Longwood. My three system plays, I'm on Lehigh, minus the 1 at Boston U. I'm on East Tennessee State, to be determined, against Chattanooga. I'm on Idaho State, to be determined, against Northern Colorado. I'll update the official lines in the show notes. But that's my card for a Sunday. Once again, happy anniversary to my wife. And as always, everyone, enjoy the games. Manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.